A packed House heard plans for what will be called Elmwood Crossing, and immediately challenges began. Issues from the struggle over possible variances from the city's green code development rules to not enough affordable housing units set aside. A development team of Sinatra and Ellicott is proposing more than 300 new housing units, many in new buildings, a large grocery store, a hotel, and a lot of commercial space. New construction would start this summer on an apartment building at Elmwood and Bryant and for-sale townhouses on Utica. Neighbor Peggy Moriarty praised one new building.
This building on the corner of Bryant, compared to the parking lot that we've been looking at since the gas station left 40 years ago, 30 years ago, it is an elegant, beautiful building. It has awnings. It looks like something in Toronto.
Opponents say it's too many new housing units. Zoning variances needed are yet another attack on the green code, and the new building at Bryant and Elmwood is not only too tall, but violates green code rules. Nick Sinatra says the plan calls for 20% affordable housing, often needed in a city where there is a shortage of affordable units, and substantial minority and women business and labor participation. The developers say the new construction will start into the city process soon, with work to start this summer. William Palladino says there are too many questions about the high-rise sections of the former hospital to have definitive plans ready, although the intention is a hotel and condos. Developers say there will be a lot of green space in a neighborhood of not much. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.